Okay, so we'll send out everybody has the papers as well. So remember, so the Ramchal is giving these examples of these chelkei hachasidus, these various aspects or dimensions of pious behavior. And again, what he's showing is the true definition of chasidus, which means a willingness to go above and beyond expectations and to go the extra mile for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ultimately demonstrating an intense love. Going back to our core definition, that a chassid is someone who goes above and beyond, not really even out of a sense of duty or out of a sense of obligation, but rather more profoundly, out of a sense of love. Because when you love someone and when you love something, you want to give it or you want to give them more and more. So he goes on. Another incredible example. Od Sham Shalu, top of page Kuf Pei Beis. Od Sham Shalu, Talmidei Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Bameh Ha'arachti Yamim. Rebbe, how did you, what do you attribute your longevity to? Amar Lahem, this is incredible. Miyamai lo asisi kapandaria lebeis haknesses. I never made the shul into a shortcut. I never made the shul into a shortcut. I will say there's a concept of not using a shul as a shortcut. Now why? What's the logic behind that? The logic behind that is that ultimately, again, it appears to be a certain level of diminishing the sanctity of a shul. Right? The shul is a place of worship. A place of worship should be regarded ultimately with some level of reverence. To use it as a shortcut seems to diminish that level of reverence. So therefore, again, I never use the shul as a shortcut. And furthermore, literally translated, what this means is, I never trampled on the heads of Jewish people. All right, so that certainly sounds like a good idea. What exactly is the Midas Chasidus? And Rabbi says, so the Gemara there explains to me something a bit different. Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel was like this. He said, you know, if you look at footnote number 30, he says, Kishaya Tamina Beis HaMedrash, Yoshua Agabi Akarko, HaHolich Agab Nisibasa, Mokum Yishivasa, Nira Kiposi HaShayam. But this is actually pretty incredible. So Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel said, the way it used to work in Talmudic times is that the students would sit on the floor, and the Rebbe would sit on some higher level. So the concern was, if Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel were to come late to Shir, and the students were already seated, as he would walk over them, as he would walk between them, it would look as if he was walking on top of them, right? If they're sitting on the floor and he's walking through them, so it would look as if he's walking on top of them. Walking on top of them, he felt, would have been a slight to their dignity. So therefore, again, the postscript that the Gemara says is, Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel was always careful to make sure that he was the first one to arrive in the Beis Medrash. Pretty incredible. He was the first one to arrive in the Beis Medrash. This way, Chas V'Shalom never looked like he was trampling on anyone. He goes on, Hine. So we'll say, so what do you see from this? And we'll say, now what's amazing is when you look at these Gemaras, so you would have expected that when the students approach their masters, their teachers, and they say, to what do you attribute your longevity? So you would have thought that the answers would have been quite dramatic. I never wasted a minute. I learned Torah 14 hours a day. I gave away most of my resources to whatever. Those are the answers I think you would often expect from dramatic, but you begin to see that the answers that are given are not that at all. The answers that are given are things like, I always made kiddush with wine. The answers that are given are, I never made the shul into a shortcut. I never even gave the appearance that I was trampling on others. So again, says the Ramchal, what's the common denominator here? Hinei zeh hamidas binyan kvor beis haknesses, u binyan kavod abrios, sho lifsoa agav misibasan, sho liroz kimavasa osan. The idea is, what is Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel said? What was he essentially saying? I was careful never to look like I was ever denigrating anything. I was never denigrating the shul by making it into a shortcut. I was never denigrating people by making it look like I was walking on top of them. So that denigration, right? That denigration, that feeling ultimately, again, that I was never taking liberties. I was never taking liberties with the kavod of another, or ultimately, again, with the kavod of a space, says Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel, that's the schus, that's the merit, ultimately, that gave me my longevity. Chasidus, going above and beyond. One more. Od Sham, Esrei Parida, the same question. Mameha Arachti Yom, Rebbe, how did you benefit, how did you enjoy, how did you merit such longevity? Amar Lahem, Miyamai lo kadmani adun lo beis hamedrash. This is incredible. I pray this says, no one ever got to the beis hamedrash before me. Can imagine this every single day. Every single day. No. And by the way, that lashon lo kamayim means he was always the first. Always. Some days it could be the first one. Other day, I was always the first one there. Next, v'lo birachti lifnei kohen. I never made a bracha in front of a kohen. Remember, what that actually probably means is I never led benching or made hamotzi when a kohen was present at a suud. In other words, I always yielded the right to the kohen. And I never ate from an animal whose sacrificial parts were not already removed. So although technically speaking, you could eat. So again, what do you see from here? Same idea. Is there a mitzvah? Is there an obligation to be the first one in the Beis Medrash? Is there such an obligation like that? No, there's not an obligation. There's a beauty in it, but there's not an obligation. Is there an obligation in every single situation to yield to a kohen? No, not in every single situation. Can you eat from an animal ultimately again before its portions have been removed? Technically you can. But the idea being what? Again, mida chasidus. Going above and beyond the expectations of the letter of the law to give more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One more. Va'od amru. Amru od. Shalu tamil des Rabbi Nechunya. Rabbi Nechunya b'meha arachti yamim. Rabbi Nechunya. To what do you attribute your longevity? Amru lahem miyamai lo niskabarati biklon chaveirai. I never gained honor through the degradation of my friend. This is an incredible yisod. I never did anything to boost myself up at the expense of another person. Is that very interesting? Literally it means, and my friend's curse never came upon my bed. We'll say, what does that mean? That I made sure to straighten out everything before I went to sleep at night. Right? Whether I was angry at someone or someone was angry at me, I tried to never put my head on the pillow until I straightened out any interpersonal discord. Can you imagine that? I have to imagine you sleep much better at night. But I made sure, literally the curse of my friend, whether I felt negative towards someone felt negative towards me, I straightened all of that out before I went to bed. So again, what do you see? You begin to see, and these are the most dramatic exchanges, because in these Gemaras, what the students are really asking the Rebbeim are, what do you feel to be like your hallmark accomplishments in life? What do you feel to be are the most important things? And if you notice, the answers that they give are not the typical answers we would expect. Instead, ultimately, what we see is the answers we get are different manifestations and examples of chasidus. Great people, not just simply fulfilling obligations, but trying their best to go above and beyond in an expression of love for their fellow man and for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up in the bottom of Kuf Pei Beis tomorrow.